I am Lazarus, sliding the stone aside, groping in darkness, mute, choking on the black, without even the squeaking of rats or bats to guide me back to the world. God's light fails. God's voice is an immutable breath. I await the angry angel Azrael to commit me to the pit as I sit and patiently wait for Lucifer to visit. I have lost all dreams, all fantasies, all memories, and given them to the dust, except for when I write and come alive. At 13, I awoke in the morning, angry and mean, and stayed that way for 20 years. Would I have thought so much of suicide if I only knew how hard I would one day fight for my life? I remain stolid and solid, and only because I'm stuffed full of regrets, fears, cancer, love, and sins. If only my mother could forgive me for my aimless transgressions, my ingratitude, my betrayals, my lack of a kind word, my inability to speak my heart and thankfulness. Outside the rock are sacrifices left behind, oil and lamb and dried fruits. I eat in the moonlight, I wash in the oil, and dream to burn. It's the only yearning, the finality of my learning. There is so much drama, theater, posturing, and screaming. You all need to just calm the fuck down, like all those nice, cool, quiet people in the ground. I have lived many lives, and then the dreams come with tidal force, where I awaken without knowing where I am, who I am, who my wife is, or remember how to breathe. And I live somewhere else, and my wife is someone else, and I am someone else. I sweat in fear, in acknowledgement of madness. The taste of seaweed kisses in my mouth. In the throes of darkness on my belly, I have lived many lives at night. The alternate dimensions of possibilities confront each other between midnight and dawn. Perhaps I am a boxer, or a chef, or a cop, or a billionaire philanthropist with a carload of kids. We're off to a picnic, a school play, the choir, a soccer game. Sometimes I'm dead. Sometimes I'm somebody named Ted, or Al, or Bill, or Fred. And when Fred goes to bed, he sometimes sees me peering at him from inside his head.